I mentioned yesterday regarding the idea of Chatan and having tremendous zechut on the day of his chuppah, being that the day of his chuppah is the day of his kapara. He brings over here from Admur Migur that he writes, "Mashe mekubal lomar sheish lechatan kochod ilayin v'niskavim." The fact that on the day of the chuppah, the Chatan has unimaginable power, and especially ubir kotav mitkabelot, any blessing that he gives, there is much of a bigger chance that it should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of the fact that he says is as follows. The Pasuk says in the Torah, Hashkifa mimun kudshecha min hashamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take a look down from up above, mimun kudshecha, from your holy domain, and bless Amcha Yisrael, the Jewish nation. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Ma'on. The location of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Ma'on. Ma'on is the place where Hashem, as if to say, dwells. Meluch Ol Haaretz Kevodo, God is all over. But Lemaaseh, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's location is in Ma'on. And regarding Chatan, as we know, when we come to say the Zimun, just prior to Birkat Hamazon, we say, Baruch Elokeinu Shehasimcha Bim'ono, blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the simcha of the Chatan and the Kala is in his domain. Sha'achalnu mishelo, that we ate from his food, from God's food. Lema'aseh, sha'asimcha bim'ono, the same expression, ma'on, is being used for the Chatan. So he writes, sha'al yedeh zeh, ha'ma'on yachol le'agia, gam le'ha'ma'on ha'sheni. Through the fact that he was zoche to come, the Chatan, on the day of his chuppah, to come to this Ma'on, to this location, to this place, to the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he could come to the second location, which is Hashkifa Ma'on Kodshecha. So that means there is such a zechut and such a power and energy that he has to be able to reach such heights, and therefore he has Kochot Ila'in V'Niskavin, he has unimaginable power. So therefore he writes, בשנת תפשי למד ה', which is about 40 years ago, מרן רב עובדיה, he writes, רב עובדיה, זכר צדיק לברכה, at the time, סבל ממאור עיניו. He had tremendous problems with his eyes and with his eyesight. He says, היה מקפיד, every time that he would be מסדר קידושין, he would go לבקש מהחתן. Imagine he would go after a 20-year-old. So 40 years ago, Rav Avadia was about 53, let's say. So he says that Levakesh Me'achatan Achar Achupa Sheyevarchu B'Ma'or Enaf, that he would ask every Chatan that he would attend his wedding to give him a beracha. Imagine that he should be zoche to be able to see, that he should have a better eyesight to be able to learn more Torah. This was Rav Avadia. So anyway, so the bottom line, a person, we discussed the issue of whether the minhag is to fast or not. There are different minhagim. And I'll stand corrected that even regarding the minhag that I mentioned, that generally it doesn't apply to the kalla. There are those who even the kalla fast also. But as I mentioned, Rav Avadia basically says is the day of their simcha. So therefore, it says that to avoid, and if they want, they should gain zechuyot through other ways and other means, which I mentioned yesterday. But he also says, even those that do eat, there is an element, shelo yiyu rodfin achar mutarot b'ma'achol u'mishteh, that there is a bigger significance if a person is going to be zoche, instead of just fasting, if he's looking for zechuyot, which could be constant. Instead of a person, let's say, suffering bodily pains by fasting, and then his mind, as I mentioned, is not going to work properly, it's better that a person should do ta'anid ha'ra'ived, what's called ta'anid ha'ra'ived, not to go after achar mutarot b'ma'achal u'mishteh. Don't go after fancy food. That even there are some individuals that is in their level to be able to control their appetite. So let's say that if a person is interested to be able to achieve highest level of kapara, more than fasting, physical fast. So whatever you eat, whatever, even if there is room for you to be able to complete the food, whatever is on your plate, eat 3/4. Eat half. That's harder for a person to start eating, let's say, peanut juice, and you only eat one. You know, you have a whole package. You control your appetite. You control your, you know, that's mutarad anyway, but I say, whatever would be the food that what you're eating, if a person will control, that applies throughout the year, applies any day. So if a person will be able to do this is greater than the other type of fast that's in general throughout the year is not so recommended. It's only anyway on the day of the chuppah. And by the way, it's very interesting. Any other time that a person wants to fast, he has to accept it by the day before, either by mincha before, or if you forgot by mincha, as long as he accepts it before sunset, the day before, that tomorrow is accepting upon himself to fast for such and such a purpose. Balemase, when it comes to those who have the custom to fast on the day of the chuppah, so they don't need to accept it the day before. And also they could only do it if it is on occasions that a person is allowed to fast. Let's say if he's getting married on Rosh Chodesh, on the Mosai Rosh Chodesh. So there is no such thing to be able to fast on the day of Rosh Chodesh. Or there are days that a person would not be allowed to fast, so there is nothing to discuss, that then it would not apply.